This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's what happens with a lot of big-ticket economic reports. You get a great headline number, like, say, today's announcement that gross domestic product was revised up to 3.6% last quarter, and you think, great, good news, let's move on. And then you drill down, and you realize not only is all not quite so well, but what's gone wrong could come back to bite us next quarter. Kate Davidson has that story.
The surge in growth came from businesses building up inventory, more than $116 billion of it. Stephen Buckles teaches economics at Vanderbilt University.
They were stocking up. They thought that spending was growing a bit faster than it actually did. So they increased production, and they didn't sell all of their increased production.
And that's the catch. Increased production is good, but then you gotta sell the stuff. Randy Krosner is an economics professor at the Booth School of Business. He says, think about those companies like a family stocking up on frozen dinners.
And you put a lot of those into your freezer.
But suddenly, your kids aren't eating as much as you expected. Then you're stuck with shelves of Swedish meatballs.
Next quarter, you're not going to be buying as many because you can just draw down all those in your freezer because you had so many stocked up.
Doug Handler is chief U.S. economist with IHS Economics. He says GDP will probably look pretty weak in the months ahead as companies try to sell off those inventories without buying more from producers. But he says just as today's headline number overstates the strength of the economy, those weak numbers in the near future will probably understate it.
You really want to get a gauge of what's happening. You need to subtract out these inventory changes here. You still eat one frozen food dinner per night here, and that's, in fact, what's important.
So eat up, America, because there's a lot of frozen fare to get through. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.